Okay, I'm here right now with a real good friend of mine and also a medical doctor, Dr. Eric Walsh, who's also a minister. I've had extensive experience in music, in the music field, and as well as medicine. And I wanted to bring you on, Eric, to get your perspective on music and how it relates to medicine and scientific reasons for some of the things that we're seeing in the music industry, especially with hip
But
hop.
music has a lot of power, more power than people imagine. There are scientific studies that show that if someone has had surgery and you play certain types of music, the surgical wounds will heal faster with certain types of music than with others. And that is something that goes back to synchronous and dissynchronous rhythms. Our bodies live on rhythm. Hip hop is powerful because it alters the natural rhythms of our body. That's why if you've ever been in a real nightclub where the music is real loud and the system is set up right, when you come out, your heart palpitates. And anybody who really has lived a club life knows what I'm talking about. Your heart palpitates because the beat of the, and that's why bass is used, because it overrides that heavy bass, boom, boom. Whatever beat it sets to, your body tries to reset to it because you feel literally the vibration coming through the floors. And so our bodies are on a rhythm. And if we should have between 60 to 90 is a normal, 50 even if you're a real athletic person, 50 to 90 beats per minute of your heart rate. These songs change that. And of course, the body is made so that you beat regularly. Sinus rhythm is a regular rhythm. The sinus note of your heart sends this rhythm out, and it should beat very regularly. But dissynchronous music, what it does is it crosses up that rhythm. And so what begins to happen is you're no longer hitting every second or every three-fourths of a second a regular rhythm because the beats are off. They're set off. Your body rhythm goes off. When that happens, your mind, everything about you, how you're oxygenated, everything that happens to you is off. And anybody knows that one of the ways to get someone high is to cause anoxia or hypoxemia, which is to lower their oxygen level. That's why we have these stories in the hospital, these young girls who suffocate themselves or strangle themselves, young boys even, trying to get this weird high. It's very popular now among young people. And people think it's suicide, but what it is a craze where people are looking for another level of high. It's satanic and it's a cult, but they'll strangle themselves from their closets. We've had reports of that even here. And they'll strangle themselves because if you can get close to being, low in your oxygen levels real low, you get a buzz, you get a high. And that is part of what happens when the music is dissynchronous enough, when the beats are off enough. If you mess with the way the heart beats, you mess with the way the body is oxygenated. And so literally your brain begins to function differently and your defenses go down, more importantly.
So what actually happens, I guess, when the beat is going, when you're off sync, so to speak, what you're saying, you're off sync. I mean, how does that affect, I guess, the way young people begin to function as far as how they perceive, understanding knowledge, how they just pretty much function in school, how they function on what their parents are saying? What effects are there there?
What begins to happen then is that, first of all, regular life becomes boring. If there's something that changes the way you function and adds pleasure to it, you're going to seek that pleasure. And so it changes things. It's hard to sit through a class. How do you sit and focus on a teacher who's simply speaking in regular English with no beat, no rhythm, no nothing, or worse, how do you listen to the preacher? So, of course, the churches are beginning to catch on. So you get more and more churches that are becoming hip hop centers themselves because they're trying to catch on to this mesmerism. And so when you talked about hip hop sitting, when the music is hit, that is exactly what the concept is. You put them in front of something that simply will just kind of mesmerize them, make them lose time. Nobody has to go in and deal with them now because there's something occupying them. But the danger is this. The biggest danger here, it comes here, and it comes in deception because Jesus constantly reminds us to avoid deception. Be careful that you be not deceived. That's why he says be sober. Why does he use the word sober? We always tie sobriety to alcohol or drugs. The Bible says that what you eat helps or damages your sobriety. That's why Solomon says, pray that your princes will eat for strength and not for drunkenness. Sobriety is in how you live your sexual life. All of these things come back. Be sober, be vigilant. Sobriety means that you are protecting your brain. That's why Paul says, take on the helmet of salvation, Ephesians chapter 6. What this music does then is it numbs your frontal lobe. Now, if you have a lobectomy, as it has been called, and they take out this part, you lose your personality, but you lose your ability to reason. This is where the music becomes incredibly dangerous, because once you lose your ability to reason, the devil has you. Because Isaiah 1 and verse 18 tells us, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. If you lose your ability to reason, you lose your ability at salvation. Because you have to be able to make an informed decision in order to accept Jesus Christ. God is not going to accept you. That's what the Bible says, that those who are not into heaven, he includes in the list of sins drunkenness. Because if you're drunk, you are not in your right mind. You can't make a right decision for God. You can't do it. So if you are not in your right mind, so what did the devil do? He made musical alcohol. He made musical drugs that alters your perception of this world enough. I mean, and that's why people sit there. I know single mothers who Alicia Keys is their gospel. They will sit there and over the diary and all of the emotions that flow from it and all the hurt, and it becomes what's tied to them. Because out of this frontal lobe is where your reasoning center is. And what happens is there's a chemical released in your brain called dopamine that makes you feel high. And once anything does that, music is a very good way to release dopamine and stimulate emotional response. Once you do that, you seek after whatever you release dopamine for. And so music becomes a literal drug. Now, that's what cocaine does. Cocaine is a powerful dopamine agonist. It makes your brain release tons of dopamine. I keep telling you guys about how one hit of a crack cocaine, and maybe I shouldn't say this on camera because I don't want anybody to go try it, but it's about 100 to 1,000 times as powerful a release of dopamine as an orgasm is. And like we were saying last night, that's why a crack addict can go without sex. And food. Food is another one. You eat good food, dopamine is released. It's pleasurable. That's why you look forward to it. Your mouth salivates at the smell of it.
Right.
You know, you begin to prepare to have it even before it's there. So what has happened to our young people is that this frontal lobe is your defense system. That's why Paul says put on the helmet of salvation. And the Roman helmet used to fall down over your forehead like this. Yeah. And, you know, we always talk about how when David slayed Goliath, Goliath tipped his helmet back first. You know, we always say, and that's why the stone was able to hit him. If you move that helmet piece, you're in trouble. The frontal lobe, that's why your forehead is one of the strongest bones in your body sitting right here. You remove the protection of your frontal lobe, and the devil has complete full access, not simply at your conscience, but at your subconscious. Music bypasses the frontal lobe. It enters. Your ears are way back here. Your frontal lobe is way up here. This is your temporal lobe. Music bypasses your frontal lobe, gets into your brain, so that when music is given to you, whatever message is tied to the music is not properly analyzed.
Wait. Okay. Now, I want to go somewhere with this because I hear what you're saying. And that's kind of what, you know, years ago, I mean, 16 years ago, God spoke that to me and told me music can go into the mind of a man, disturb his conscience without his consent. That's basically what you're saying.
When I heard you say that on the tape, Ask Andre. I jumped off the chair. I was like, this dude understands how the brain functions.
And I didn't. God just told me that.
He understands how the brain functions.
And I mean, when God spoke it to me, it made me go research. And that's when I found out about Roy H. Williams. And then I was glad to meet you. But what you're saying about that is you're saying that